Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. My name is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in on any one of our platforms, whether it's on KGRT, 103.9 KGRT, today's hottest music, Hot 103, Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock Leader, or Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruises. We told you he would be back, and he is back in the studio with us, joining us on this beautiful day. Of course, getting ready to tell us about what's going to be coming up on Saturday, May 10th. We got our friend joining us from the BLM. We got a good friend, Bill, with us. Good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back again.
All right. So we said that we were going to dedicate today towards the World Migratory Bird Day. Now, you gave us a little sneak peek as to what was going on last week, but it looks like we have a lot that's going to be coming up on Saturday, May 10th for people to look forward to.
Yes, we're going to be celebrating World Migratory Bird Day. And first, let me give your listeners a little background. You know, that is officially celebrated on the second Saturday of May in the United States. And it is a time when it's a special day to celebrate not only birds and learn how to protect them, but this year they're going to be focusing on making cities and towns and rural areas more bird friendly. So by raising awareness about the many challenges that migratory birds face, I don't think most people realize the amount of birds that travel through here when they migrate going north to south. And so this campaign is basically looking to be an advocate for strategic urban planning and conservation efforts. And one of the things that the BLM here in Las Cruces District is doing is we're teaming up with the Mesilla Valley Audubon Society, as well as along in conjunction helping with our friends of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks organization. They're partnering up with us, and we're actually looking to have programs out at the Dripping Springs Natural Area.
Okay.
In celebration of World Migratory Bird Day. Now, the first event is going to kick off at 7 o'clock in the morning. And you're going to get the opportunity to observe and learn about our feathered friends up close. You're going to have a master bander, Mara Weisenberger. She's going to come out and band birds. And what you're doing is they capture birds in nets, and then they put bands on them so they can track them. And they also collect data that way in about their health and, and track how they travel. So in between the birds that are being banded, in between the children that come out, or even, you know, people like you and I, you're getting an opportunity to decorate your own personal individual bird band.
Okay.
And join the flock, so to speak.
That's cool.
So, and then at 8 o'clock, there's going to be an easy bird walk. We're going to open up Ice Canyon down there in the Mesilla Valley Audubon Society, along with our BLM wildlife biologist, Meredith. You're going to have a chance to come out and take a nice walk and bird watch. Bring your binoculars. We have a limited supply of binoculars available to borrow, but bring your own binoculars. And then going through, starting at 7:30 on up to 1 o'clock, you're going to have the ability to sit and chat with folks from the Mesilla Valley Audubon Society. And you're going to learn more about the local birds in the area and things you can do to protect their habitat and environment. And that's going to take place at the Visitor Center. From 10:30 to 12:30, the Mesilla Valley Audubon Society is going to their Nature Journal Club is going to be there, and you're going to have an opportunity to learn how you can deepen your connection to nature using words, pictures, and numbers. Bring a sketchbook and pens and pencils, or even a watercolor kit, and so you'll be able to. You don't have to have any experience or artistic talent. Just bring your own sketchbook pad.
I feel like you were looking at me when you said that part, and I agree with you.
You're looking at myself in the mirror too, brother. You know, it's an opportunity where you can learn using words and pictures and numbers about how to deepen your connection to the birds. And then from 12:30 to 12:50, Don Dapkus is going to be there at the Visitor Center, and he's going to be sharing you the tiniest featured visitors that we have to the native plant garden there, and that's the hummingbirds. He's going to give a 20-minute hummingbird chat, and that is an opportunity where you can learn about that species and things you can do to help that habitat. And this is all going to take place at Dripping Springs. So come on out Saturday, May the 10th, from 7 until 1, and just help celebrate World Migratory Bird Day with us.
And this is perfect to see the Mesilla Valley Audubon Society, the Friends of the Oregon Mountain, and BLM all come together for this, for this special day. I mean, just to be able to put this, I mean, 7 a.m. and I mean, it's nonstop action all the way until almost 1 p.m. that Saturday. But you get to learn about, you know, everything when it comes to birds and just learning about them. I think that is such an amazing, especially with the surroundings that we have to learn about these beautiful creatures.
Well, you know, when we, I was researching this, you know, I didn't even know we had a Audubon Society. And so I started doing some of my own research and I kept coming across the term bird friendly. And I said, what does bird friendly mean? Well, bird friendly means making your environment safe and welcoming for birds. You do this by planting native plants, providing clean water, avoiding the use of chemicals in and around your house and areas, creating and protecting these spaces that we share as species here on the planet. So, you know, you're creating and protecting these shared spaces and helping these birds on their long journey, because they're not homesteaded here. They're like passing through, almost like tourists.
Yeah.
So you want to make the community more beautiful and healthy for them. And so that's one of the things we've done, is put together some events so you can explore the many actions that you can take and learn more about how to make the spaces in and around the community more bird friendly.
So I have a few hummingbirds, hummingbird feeders around my house. And I was always told, and this is, I think, an old wives' tale, that if you have many hummingbirds around the season that come to your house, they've always said that that's a sign of good luck. So I've always felt that that was good luck. So that's why I've always had hummingbird feeders outside. So I'm like, whenever they show up, I'm like, okay, that means I'm going to have some good luck. Doesn't know if I'm going to win the lottery just yet. But I mean, at least I know that at least there's some good luck probably headed my way. Don't know if that's true or not, but I've always heard that if you had that. And I think a lot of that, like what you were saying too, is that you're using fresh resources and that they're there. I think we're making sure we're taking care of them, especially when they're passing through. We're making sure that our areas are safe for them. So, yeah, I mean, that's just always it's a good thing for people to know. So, yeah. Okay, so let's back up really quick. Saturday, May 10th, this all kicks off. There's a lot to look forward to. And of course, people have any questions, how can they get in touch with
you? Yeah, if they have any questions, they can always follow us on our Facebook page. I say this 1,000 times every time I'm here. you know, the Bureau of Las Cruces, the Bureau of Land Management, Las Cruces District Office Facebook page. As you can actually Google us or officially follow us, and you can find all the updates there with the calendar. But we've also established an email for people who have questions, and that is BLM_NM_LCDO_education@BLM.gov. So you can always send an email if you have any questions about any of the events that we have for our guided hikes and programs.
That's right. Make sure you follow them today and make sure you stay up to date with them. And of course, we're going to make sure that we keep you up to date as well. If you guys go and check out our events page, we're going to make sure that you guys see that this is available there for all the details for you as well. So on any one of our platforms, just click on the events tab and you will be able to find the lead up to World Migratory Bird Day, which is going to be coming up on Saturday, May 10th. And that was just focusing on just Saturday. There's still a whole lot to cover because we are getting closer to the midway point of May. Can you believe it? We're already getting through May as quickly as we are.
Half the year's almost gone.
I know. It's fascinating. And of course, we appreciate you joining us on this
special.
It only
seems like yesterday we were here talking about the anniversary of the monument, you know, which was last year in May at this time.
You know, I was looking at some past episodes that we've had, and it just seems like it was, you're right, it's just, we were just talking about that in May.
I
and
missed
now,
those Monument Monday.
Okay, again, remember to follow them on Facebook as well as follow us on our platforms to stay up to date. And for Mesilla Valley Better Together, my name is Joey Hernandez. Thank you for tuning in on any one of our platforms, whether it's KGRT.com, Classic Rock Station, theclassicrockstation.com, Hot 103.fm, and 104.5 CoolFM.com.